Blog Talk Radio.
Dude, man, you already know what the fuck it is. PSA Radio, we back. Prediction time, man. Smack URL Gnome 5. First of all, I'm here joined with my brother, my fucking partner in crime in this shit, Three Letterman Dre. What's good, my G?
Man, what's good, man? Y'all already know what the fuck it is. Timbo, what's poppin', man?
Ain't shit, man. We got to come back and deliver these fans, these predictions. They love them. Man, you already know how the fuck we do over here at PSA Radio, man. So, coming up, May 9th, Gnome 5 Smack URL. It's going down. We got some official battles that are happening, that are confirmed, everything like that. So we're going to run them down. And, shit, man, let's just start the shit off. Dre, Jazz and Official is going down. It's on Gnome 5. What do you think?
Well, first off, this battle was supposed to be in a small room. Because I remember when we interviewed Official, she said Jazz decided to have him in a small room. Now, I just saw an interview with Jazz on 15 Minutes of Fame saying, nah, they're going to do it on Gnome 5 on a big stage and shit because fans are hollering for that.
Yeah.
One thing about Jazz, she don't really talk greasy about people, and I give her respect. She's let her talking. She doesn't talk in more in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go Official 2-1, man. I gotta go with
Official
2-1. Yeah, I gotta go Official 2-1, B.
Fair. You know what?
Official got punch, and a lot of people say that's all she does. Jazz, you might want to say, listen, am I expecting the same three rounds that Jazz gave the 40? I don't know. Can she top that? Because that shit was straight fire. You feel me?
Yeah.
I go back to the interview that we did with Official Timbo, and I listen to it again. This girl just sounds hungry, dog. She sounds like, yo, I know Jazz is the quote-unquote Jerry West everybody of the females and shit. She's the logo when it comes to female battle rap, in a sense. But this is where the buck stops. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to go with Official 2-1, man. I've been wrong before about Jazz, so I could be wrong again, but I'm going to Official 2-1.
You know what? I'm going Official also 2-1 on this. She hasn't really had a bad battle to me. That's been anything super disappointing, nothing like that. So I'm going to go Official 2-1 on this. I'm not downplaying Jazz, though. I've done it before. And we both picked 40 to win, man. Look what she did to 40.
Of course.
I picked
QB to beat her. I've done it before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would I be shocked if Jazz beat Official? No. I've learned my lesson. I won't be shocked.
Yep.
But I'm just going to go with Official 2-1.
Yep. I'm doing the same. I won't be shocked either, man. I'm going Official 2-1 on this battle, though. Let's see what happens. Next up, DNA versus Sirius Jones. Who you got?
Listen, man, I ain't never been a Sirius Jones fan. I know people kill me all the time when I say that. I just never can get into Sirius Jones. He does nothing for me. I'm sorry. Listen, I'll be the first to say yes. You know when people say Charlie Clips doesn't have a clear loss? I thought Sirius Jones clearly beat Charlie Clips. Ever since that, I pretty much not like some of his battles that he has. You feel me?
Yeah.
I didn't like the battle against Daylight. I ain't like the battle against Wolf. I know niggas get on DNA all the time and say he's still Timbo. He's running out of material. It's the same thing with DNA. It's predictable in a sense. With that being said, I'm going DNA 2-1. And a clear 2-1, too. Yeah.
A clear 2-1?
Clear 2-1. Clear.
Wow. Man. I'm going DNA.
I know you fuck with Jones, Timbo. I know you fuck with Jones. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people fuck with Jones.
Yeah, you know what? I definitely fuck with Jones, but you know what? I see where you're coming with the DNA. I'm not going to go clearly. I'll go with 2-1 for DNA.
Some real shit, though, DNA could put 30 up on Jones, you know. I know people will kill me. Go ahead and kill me in the comments. It's all good. I can take it, man. I'm saying Deenan can 3-0 Sirius Jones. It can happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm giving Jones a round. And I just don't get a Sirius Jones, man. I just don't. He don't do nothing for me like that, bro. Not saying he can't win. This is my opinion. You know what I mean?
But I'm going, you know, DNA what? I'm going DNA 2-1. I think it could go either way, but I'm going to go DNA 2-1 on this. I would be surprised if it's a clear. So, I mean, but we'll see, man. We'll see. We both got DNA on this one, but, yeah, I think Jones could pull it out. I think he could win this one. But you're going 2-1 clear. Okay.
Clearly, man. Clearly.
Yeah. All right. 2-1 clear.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is DNA is DNA a better battle rapper than Sirius Jones?
Yes.
He has a better resume, right? Not saying that matters, because you could lose. Don't get it fucked up, people out here. You can lose it.
All
that resume talk. Yeah, look at fucking Rich Dollars. He has one of the best fucking resumes in battle rap history. The niggas that he's battled. Not saying he's won them shit, because obviously he lost. Not to bring up her name, Bonnie Godiva in the female category. She's battled top-notch girls. To me, she's lost a lot of them battles. But I'm going. That's why I'm going DNA 2-1, man.
Yeah. All right, I'm going DNA 2-1. Two, difference between ours, you call it clear. I will not be surprised if Jones does pull it out, though, but I will be going DNA 2-1 on this one. Let's see that.
Come on, DNA, man. Next. Don't let me look crazy out here in the streets, my nigga. Come on, DNA. Let's go.
That's one good battle. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. DNA 2-1. Next one up, A-Verb versus K-Shine.
My nigga Shine, man. First off, I told you, son. I told you on the show, my nigga. This nigga Wavy was not going to play with you, bro. Not to go on a tangent right quick, Shine, but I had Wavy winning 2-1, my G. It just seemed to me, and yeah, people say Shine's always rap like this, but was it me? Or when he battled Wavy, it seemed like his speed was at an all-time high. I don't know if this nigga was drinking coffee in the back instead of Hennessy and shit, but that nigga, I could barely understand some of the shit he was saying. Like, enunciate the words he was enunciating, I couldn't really grasp it. This is a fucking grudge match. This is the grudge match to me on the card, on all the matches. To me, this is the grudge match if you're looking for a grudge match, Timbo. Mm-hmm. We all saw the shit that happened at Total Slaughter. Sean, you my nigga. You a cool nigga too, bro. Real talk. But let's be real, man. Verb, it didn't look like Verb was trying to sun you in a sense. You feel me?
Yeah.
Verb, listen, man. You, I never know what Verb I'm going to get. You feel me?
Yeah.
I just never know. Because, yeah, Verb, you beat Briz, but my nigga, besides, after the Showtime shit, that was dope. That was fucking dope as fuck. But to me, like, it was all right.
Yeah.
There's got to be upset. Let me ask you a question. If Shine beats Verb, is that considered upset? Is that disrespect to Shine if you say yes?
It is an upset to me. Yes.
It's an upset?
Yes, it is. Judging by how well lately on his last battles and how poorly Shine has, I don't care about what they've done before. But currently, right now, yes, I would see it as an upset if Shine beats Merck. Yeah.
Well, Timbo, with that being said, I'm going for the upset. I'm going K-Shine 2-1 over Verb with Von Doom, whatever the fuck you call yourself nowadays, Verb. Only thing
don't
I have
call
Shine,
him that.
My nigga.
Don't call him that. I refuse to do it. Nope.
Listen, man.
Nope.
I'm going to go Shine 2-1. 2-1, I'm going K-Shine.
2-1, K-Shine. Man, let me tell you something. I think we talked about this, but you know what, Dre? I'm going 3-0 Verb.
Oh, come on. You not giving Shine a round?
I'm going 3-0 Verb.
30?
Yep, 30.
Not a body bag, though.
No, but I think Verb going to beat him 3-0.
Nah. And I don't think the body bag is going to be in the premises either, Timbo. It's not going to be there, bro. Even if you give him
no,
30,
I don't think it'll be there, but it's going to be a 3-0. Watch.
3-0 Verb? Nah, Shine will pull one of the miles, bro. Come on, son. Shine always has that one round where it's, you know what I'm saying? Let's be real. Even though Surf beat Shine, let's be real, my nigga. I thought Shine's first round was the best round of the whole fucking battle, even though Surf won that fucking battle. Niggas can't say Shine round. Shine third round against fucking DNA. Shine will give you a round, son, where you go, with the performance is going to speak for itself. You did it against JC. Oh, he always need that one round, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going 3-0.
I'm telling you, I'm going 3-0. I hear your arguments. I understand it. But look, man, I think Verb going 3-0 this guy. He's going to put up 30. He's going to put up 30 on Shine. We heard Shine say he's going to 3-0 clearly beat Mr. Wavy. What happened, Dre? Real quick, what happened? I forgot.
I had him 2-1, but let's be real. There's some people out there now that don't agree with me, and that's cool. This is what battle rap is in sports, opinionated sport. Some people felt Shine won. I personally gave round one, which to me was the closest round if you want to go there. I clearly gave it to fucking Wavy. Not clearly, I gave it to Wavy, edged it to Wavy. To me, Wavy clearly won round two. You niggas can't sell me that Shine won round two. And I thought Shine won round three. Even though Wavy's third round wasn't bad at all. You know, Shine bringing out the prop and all that. Shine's good for that. You missed the prop man now. Not even low key. If you look at Shine, you bring out the Professor Shine, you never know what's going to happen. You bring out a midget against Arsenal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Shine, no, man, bruh. This is Verb. You feel me? That total slaughter shit had to leave a bad taste in the mouth. Because if I'm Shine and I watch that clip, I got to take that kind of personal. This nigga was trying to literally sun me in front of everybody. Royce the 5'9", Joel Ortiz, all these Cortez, Misfit, all these niggas, all your fucking compadres in your battle rap shit in that fucking house. And Verb got at you, Shine. He got at you, my nigga. So some niggas will say that Verb is up round one right now.
Thanks.
But this is a grudge match, though, Timbo. This is a grudge match. I'm fucking with this battle.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to see Verb 2. I got Verb 3-0. You got Verb 3-1. So far, we got the same winners, Dre. I have a feeling something's going to change pretty soon, though. Let's get this next one. We got Sue Surf battling Tay Rock.
The Nanny versus Ernest Ash, and you know the rest of that shit. Tay Rock, I fucks with you, my nigga. I know this is a battle you want. I know you've been wanting to sue Surf for a hot minute. And I think Surf actually respects Rock right now. I think the respect factor is there. And I'm not saying he probably didn't respect him before, but just respect him as a battle rapper now, because you know Rock main is bubbling. And when you got the homie Smack co-signing this nigga, like, that's his pit bull. You know what I'm saying? That's his number one gunner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We already know who Smack was pulling for in this battle. We ain't even got to play ourselves and shit. That's like UMB Magic. Like, we already know that.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, look at you. Whatever.
Listen, man. I'm going to go Sue Surf 2-1.
Really?
Yeah, I just think, not saying the Nanny that's a bad taste in my mouth, and not saying he can't bounce back with the Nanny, because truth be told, I gave Rock the win against DNA, and I don't want to be that guy that hops on your last battle, because that was last battle. Niggas, you know what I'm saying? Shit bounces, shit fucking fluctuates all the fucking time in battle rap, up and down. You feel me? I think Surf is more well-rounded than Tay Rock, man. You feel me? I know Rock is gonna, you know, in the building, I already know in the building, though, niggas going to show up the rip Rock one. because his performance, so he's going to be barking his surf air. You feel me? And
yep.
In the building, everybody says Rock. Every time you see Rock, and you go on Twitter and you read down what's going on in a battle with Tay Rock, you always hear Tay Rock is killing this nigga. They did it against JC. They did it against fucking Charlie Clips. They did it against fucking DNA. When you sit back and digest the footage and get to watch that shit, it don't really pan out like that to me, Timbo, all the time. Even if I give Rock a win, it never really pans out like that. You sit there decipher his bars and shit. Lyrically, Rock, no shit to you, I don't think lyrically you're better than Sue Surf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. You know what I mean? And I said, I'm going to Surf 2-1. I'm going to respect Rock and give Rock a round. Now, would it surprise me if Rock win? No. I don't expect Surf to give us a fucking – I don't expect Surf to give us a fucking match that he did against Charlie Clips or Calico. You know, he's coming
up
a fucking dope-ass battle with it, man.
Let me ask you this. If Rock beats Surf, is that an upset?
Damn, Timo, that's a fucking tough question. You see, I'm pausing for like fucking 8 seconds and shit. Is it an upset, though? At this junction, 2015, I don't think it'll be a real upset. You know what I'm saying? Because then they feel like I'm discrediting Rock and shit and what he's doing right now. Because let's be real, man.
Yeah.
This man got bodied by Charlie Clips. And to bounce back the way he has. Ever since that Cortez battle, he's been on a fucking tear. You know what I'm saying? Where he's one of the most respected dudes in battle rap. A lot of niggas got him in their top five. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real. The favorite to me would be Surf. But I think there's a lot of people that want to see Rock beat Surf.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Here's what I'm doing. All right. You Surf 2-1. Fuck that. I'm going Rock 2-1, pulling this one out. We got to see what happens.
Got Rock being Surf?
I got Rock being Surf. I know we talked about it before and how to pick Surf, but you know what? I'm going to respectfully go with Rock. I will not be surprised if Surf takes this. But I'm going to go with Rock on this one. I'm going Rock 2-1 against Surf. I'll put up a small wager on it too. But I'm going Rock 2-1 beating Surf. We'll see. But I'm going Rock. I think he could do it. I think he could do it. Rock 2-1, man. You got Surf 2-1. This is the first one we've disagreed on. Shit, we got to see what's going on.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think he's taking this battle? I'm not saying serious, because I think Rock takes every battle serious. Is this more personal with Charlie Clips or more personal with Surf?
You know what? I'm going to say Surf. Just because I think it was easy for him to write for Clips because of what happened.
Easy?
Difficulty. I think so.
But you don't
I think it was easy.
But you don't.
No. Huh?
No, I'm saying you don't think that Rock really wanted Charlie Clips. I mean, that battle, the man who kind of like put you out of commission for a while. When niggas, you was a laughing stock for a while, Rock.
He wanted it, but I think all the bars came easy for him because of how it left a bad taste in his mouth, and he wanted that. But I think this one's going to be bigger for him. I think him and Surf is bigger. I do. I mean, he was called out twice from Hitman and Surf, from one time for each of them. So, but I got Rock, man. I'm going Rock 2-1. You got Surf. That's going to be a goodie right there. Last but not least, certainly not least, Hollow to Dawn versus Charlie Clips. Now, I'm going to make my point real quick first of who I got on this one, because I know you're going to call it blasphemous. Here we go. I think this is going to say who's the best right now. I think this battle is going to do it. I'm hoping they both come prepared. I know you say Hollow hasn't had great battles on URL.
Mm-hmm.
We can also make the argument that Clips has clearly taken losses before, not shown up to battles.
Facts.
I consider this pretty even. Yes, Hollow didn't do exactly what he should have against Joe Budden. But you know what? I'm going Hollow 2-1. And you might call me fucking crazy for this, bro. I'm going Hollow 2-1 clear against Clips.
No, I wouldn't call you crazy for picking Hollow. The clear part, I wouldn't call you crazy for that either, but the clear? Listen, man, I'm going Charlie Clips. I think Clips.
I can't be mad at
that. I think there's some people that, you know, Clips is one of them niggas, like, he, you know, his, let's be real, man. This nigga, her resume is fucking crazy. I just think there's certain niggas he battles that he's going to get up for. Pause. You feel me?
Yep.
And I'm not going to say this is a T-Rex thing, but, man, I'll take it back to Summer Madness 1, that round 2, when fucking Charlie Clips, you said Hollow's name and shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, really, Hollow said his name first against Goods. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that sparked Charlie to do that. So this been brewing for years, my G. You know what I'm saying? 3-4 years where, you know, I'm not saying it's bad blood between them, but and obviously it's a respect factor. But I just think Charlie Clips, man, I like Hollow, man. Don't get it fucked up, man. I fucks with Hollow. You know what I'm saying? But see, when I be saying his URL matches are not up to snuff, that's not a shade because I just put him on a fucking pedestal. I put him on that.
I get what you mean. It's not like, you know, he underperformed and lost. It's just we have him in such a criteria and such a platform that we expect more out of it. I get what you're saying, and I agree with that. That is something I agree on.
And that's the only thing, Timbo, is just like you just said, man. You put it's Hollow to Don. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, my nigga, listen, man. It is what it is, but I've watched this Lux and Hollow battle again. I mean, like 2 years fast forward. And I had Hollow winning this battle. Now that I watch this shit, I got Lux winning this battle. It just felt like I don't know, man. I just got Charlie Clips 2-1.
You got Clips.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I got Charlie Clips 2-1. But then again, Clips is debatable. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't be surprised if when this shit drop off, you got some niggas saying Hollow won, and you got some niggas saying Clips won. That's the only reason I won't give Charlie Clips the clear. Because this battle, you know what I'm saying? I'm really want to see how Hollow's going to, what approach Hollow's going to take. At Charlie. And does it matter who goes first, Timbo? Yeah, I really want to see what he does.
Yes. And you know what? Yes. Yeah, I think it does, just because they both rebuttal so dope to me. I mean, listen, one of my favorite lines, period, in battle rap history is a rebuttal, and it's from Hollow. The Jesus Pops line against Verb. One of the dopest lines from anybody ever. And it was a line from Hollow, and it was a rebuttal. So I do think that it does count. So, you know what? I think for Hollow to take that first round, Clips is going to need to go first. I think it matters. I really think it matters. I mean, these guys are very polished. They're great in all aspects. They can freestyle. They can rebuttal. You know, they're witty. They're both funny. You know, I think it's going to be
Whose pen game is better?
Whose pen game is better?
Yeah.
I'm going with Hollow. I think Hollow's pen game is better.
I'm going Clips.
You're going Clips? I think Clips has a better delivery for the bars, but I think pen game wise.
That's true. I agree with that.
I mean, Hollow with the he'll be the first to let it fly. You right, brother. I mean, he has some bars that are.
No, he got bars. Don't get it fucked up. He got bars. So you got Hollow 2-1.
I got Hollow 2-1, man. Hollow 2-1. Dre, you got Clips 2-1. This is gonna be crazy, man. Those last two, we got different ones. So you know what? It's hard for me to really stick to these just because the last time I did fucking predictions, bro, I fucked them up. It is very, very discouraging when you're looking at your picks and then you're seeing these battles and hearing about these, it sucks, man. So,
but that's
yeah,
why I love battle rap, because that's why I love battle rap, exactly. Because you can make a pick and that shit can just go left on you, like, huh?
But Trey, how many times also have we made a pick? We heard, we've been seeing updates that, oh, our pick got killed, and then we see the battle, and it's like, yeah, I don't know if he got killed. It could be a 2-1. It could be a little debatable. 85%
of the time, bro. 85%
yep,
of the 85. Time, I think.
We can't take no fucking word from the fans that long. But, yo,
word.
It's going to be crazy, man. Gnome 5, May 9th, man. Shout out to Smack, URL. Predictions coming up. Fuck it tomorrow, man. We back on our shit. You already
word.
Know what the fuck it is. Go check out the Prison Verb recap. I know y'all love that shit. We're going to have more recaps coming too. Official interview is out, man. The fucking PSA boys are back. You already know what the fuck it is,
yes,
man.
Sir.
This is Timbo. I'm here with my brother, partner in crime, my bro with his shit, Dre. Three Letterman, take us out, my G.
Man, y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. We back, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. Shout out my bro, Timbo, man. Salute.
Let's go. Let's get it. We out.